Missouri Net News is presented by Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. If you smell gas, leave fast and call your gas company.
While Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz is disappointed lawmakers did not approve prescription drug monitoring program legislation this year, he's already looking ahead to 2020.
But I will tell you that we will come back next year, and I have three more years in this chamber, and I will work every year until we get that thing accomplished.
Missouri is the only state in the nation without a PDMP, which is an electronic database that collects data on controlled substance prescriptions within a state. The House approved PDMP in February, but the bill died in the Senate. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt has also called on lawmakers to pass PDMP. The Attorney General has announced a partnership aimed at stopping illegal robocalls in the state.
Missouri Attorney General Schmidt is teaming up with other state and federal agencies, along with the Federal Trade Commission, to put an end to illegal robocalls in what they've dubbed Operation Call It Quits. Schmidt urges Missourians to report the illegal calls to the no-call list. He says the calls aren't just annoying. They can often lead to Missouri residents falling victim to scams or fraud. Andrew Smith, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, has had enough as well, saying, "We're all fed up with the tens of billions of illegal robocalls we get every year." For Missouri Net, I'm Ryan Hart.
Two people accused in the murder of Tawan Williams in northeast Missouri's Mexico have been arraigned in Audrain County. KXEO's Amy Higgins reports there was a heavy police presence in court yesterday after an anonymous tip said a shooting was planned at the courthouse.
According to Major James Schrader with the Audrain County Sheriff's Office, Joint Communications received a call reporting someone had overheard a shooting was going to take place during the arraignments of Demetric Dorsey and Trabion Dorsey. Numerous law enforcement agencies were on hand to keep the peace in Audrain County. Amy Higgins, Missouri Net, Mexico.
Nearly 250 Missouri roads are closed due to the flooding. The number of closures could increase later this week, along with additional flooding possible in the forecast for some parts of Missouri. The Hollister Police Department near Branson has canceled an endangered person advisory for two missing teenagers. Investigators say the girls were both located safe and returned to their foster mother. That advisory was canceled shortly after midnight this morning. Ashley Dean and Janet White disappeared Monday afternoon. The U.S. Senate is expected to debate a $4.5 billion emergency border funding bill. Senator Roy Blunt says the bipartisan agreement would care for kids crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally and without their parents.
We have exceeded numbers. We've run out of money. We have had plenty of notice to do something about this. Hopefully, the entire Senate and the entire Congress will do what 30 of 31 Senate appropriators did last week, get this done, and solve this particular part of that crisis.
The deal might be a tough sell for some House Democrats. And forecasters say the Missouri River will go past 29 feet in Jefferson City today, but will stay below the major flood stage of 30 feet. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.